to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Stadmiller today, I'm yours truly, Hisham Tilawi. Some of you may have heard me last Saturday. It was my first day with RBN. Of course, probably I was nervous last Saturday, and I am even more nervous today because I'm sitting in for John Stadmiller, and that is just to add to the pressure. But I'm sure it will be okay. By the time we finish, you will be the judge. I guess I'll either be back or they will probably just push me out the door. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. John, by the way, is doing good. Talked to him earlier. He is under the weather. And I'm sure he will be back by next week, hopefully. Today, we're going to talk about an old subject that probably will not go away for a while, at least until the truth is out. And that subject, ladies and gentlemen, is 9/11. September 11, or Black September for the United States. There's a new article out by Christopher Kitchum. He is an independent freelance. He writes for the Harper's and Salon. There was a story that came out on September 11 about the dancing Middle Easterns across the river in New Jersey. The story went as, if you can remember this, the story went as a woman called in about five Middle Eastern looking men jumping up and down in celebration of what was happening across the water on the other side in New York. Now, this story is old, but there has been some new revelations that basically puts new twist on this story, and I'm going to go through some of what Christopher Kitchum had written. On the September, on the afternoon of September 11, 2001, an FBI bulletin known as BOLO, which is Be on the Lookout, and the lookout, Be on the Lookout for a Van. They gave them the license number, et cetera, et cetera, and the van was spotted at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3:56 to be exact. And when the van was stopped, one of the police officers that stopped the van said that the guy did not come out the van even after they had told him to get out the van, and after guns were drawn, the man still did not come out, so they went in there and got the man out. We will continue with this story, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from the break, because it's extremely important to the investigation of 9/11, if there is such an investigation. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected
to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Sitting in for John Stadtmiller, I am Hisham Tilawi. To continue with this story that we started, now it is very important that we talk about this, and we also welcome your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443 if you would like to join in on the program. Again, you're listening to the National Intel Report. So this van was stopped in New Jersey on September 11th, and the police dragged out the driver, and they found another five men in the van. These men were identified as Israelis. Actually, they told the police that we were Israeli. We are not your problem. Your problems are our problems. The Palestinians are the problem. And, of course, they found a lot of cash, $4,700, and passports. Well, these men were working for, they were Israeli citizens, and they claimed to be working for a company called Urban Moving Systems, which maintained a warehouse and office in Weehawken, New Jersey. They were held for 71 days in federal detention center, and they had multiple interrogations or interviews by the FBI and the CIA, and they were always referred to as the High Fivers, because they were very much bubbly and happy throughout their detention. And now remember, the very important thing to remember that on that day they were dancing and happy and they were videotaping the event that took place on September 11th when the first plane hit the first tower. So it wasn't after. You see, at that time, people did not know that it was a terrorist attack. Because when the first plane hit, you probably remember where you when you first heard of it. I remember that day because I was coming out of the shower and my wife told me that a plane hit the towers in New York. And indeed, it was, I thought the same way that, okay, it's got to be either a plane hit it by accident or maybe this is a Hollywood something that they were reviewing, a movie, etc. But the point is, when the first plane hit, no one thought that it was a terrorist attack or a deliberate attack on the United States, but yet those Israeli citizens were dancing and filming the event. They were held for 71 days, and through some negotiations between the United States government and the Israeli government, and some very high politicians got involved in it, some congressmen. And basically, the story was forced to go or close the investigation. A lot of people got upset. A lot of people in the FBI who were investigating this got very upset, but they had to do what the political arm of the United States, which is the executive branch, the president, the White House, and as the investigators said, some of them who are former investigators who worked on this case, they were very upset, but they said that the orders came from higher up from the White House to close the investigation and send those men back to Israel and charge them with visa violation, just minor visa violations, and that's what the story was closed as. Now, also, there was something else that took place at that same time, which is the art students, the Israeli art students. There was about 120 of them who were basically the FBI. This is a completely separate case from the New Jersey bunch with the moving vans. This was about 120 art students. They came here on visas, and they were supposedly selling some cheap art. They were Israelis, and incidentally, all these people were living in the same areas where the supposedly hijackers, the Arab hijackers, were living in, and some of them even had contacts with these people. And throughout the investigations, the FBI determined that these people were Mossad agents, the ones in New Jersey, and some of these art students and the people who were handling them were also Mossad agents. Also, some of these airplane tickets that were bought for some of these art students were purchased by the Israeli embassy in Washington. So there was a huge espionage case going on in the United States at that same time by the Israelis against the United States. Now, this is extremely important because the only beneficiary, ladies and gentlemen, you see, what happened after 9/11 is we went and attacked Iraq. We went and attacked Iraq, and there was, if you look at the events that are going on right now, and by the way, our general there in Iraq, General Petraeus, today in Baghdad, he said that there is no military solution to the problem in Iraq. Now, a few weeks ago, the president sent 20,000, based on the recommendations, 20,000 more troops, 21,500, based on the recommendations of General Petraeus. Now General Petraeus saying there is no military solution to the conflict in Iraq, which it's like, what is going on? Are we really that bad in handling the affairs of the country? But let's go back to these spy students and what is going on and what happened since then. What happened since then is some of these spy students, some of these spies, Israeli spies, they went back to Israel, and a couple of them even had interviews on Israeli radio network there. And basically what they said is, we were there to film the event. Now, how would they know that there was an event to take place and they were standing there to film it in the first minutes of the planes hitting it, unless they knew something that was to take place in advance? The second story with the art students also was handled very much like the first story, where after they collected these people from around the country, now of course most of them have fled the country, but those who were arrested were also released, and the charges they were arrested for and released was basically the minor visa violation for these people, that they have violated some minor visa items, and that's why they were arrested and deported. We need to ask ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, something is going on in the country that we need to investigate. Our Congress need to investigate, but our Congress did investigate 9/11. These reports were out there. ABC reported, 2020 reported on these stories. Even Fox reported on these stories. A lot of reports have came out, and another pressure was put on the media to basically do away with this story. As Abe Foxman told Fox News, he told them that, number one, they had hundreds of people calling these TV stations. ABC received, Barbara Walters received hundreds and hundreds of emails and phone calls to stop the story. Before the story even went out on 2020. And some people at ABC, they were really surprised of how in the world did the Israelis and the Jewish community in the United States, how in the world did they find out that there was a story, that 2020 was cooking a story up on this. But anyhow, the story was buried and it was taken off. And if you remember the Fox story with Carmen, or Cameron, actually, it was taken off of the website after Abe Foxman met with the with News Corp and basically told them that, you are killing us. And charges of anti-Semitism were thrown out all over the place, and the media was obliged to bend under pressure to the Jewish lobby. AIPAC got involved in it, the ADL got involved in it, and everyone who counts and everyone who doesn't count also got involved in it. And the story was not to be heard of again. So what happened? Well, there is definitely an Israeli connection to 9/11. There is definitely an Israeli connection to 9/11. Now, if there is an Israeli connection to 9/11, does that mean Israel knew but did not tell the United States about it? Or did Israel plan this whole thing? Because definitely they knew about it and did not tell us about it. And when we come back from the break, I will tell you what they told us. And it really, that in its own, raises a lot of questions about who knew what about 9/11. So we welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443, if you want to weigh in on this story. It's an old story, but it was rejuvenated by Christopher Ketchum. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Stadtmiller, I am Hisham Tilawi. So from that story, ladies and gentlemen, that we have been talking about, the dancing Israelis, they have explained to the FBI when they were asked, why were you celebrating and smiling and shooting still photographs and videos? They said that they did it because was that the United States would now have to commit itself to fighting terrorism, that Americans would have an understanding and empathy for Israel's circumstances, and that the attacks were ultimately a good thing for Israel. Now, somebody else said that the attacks were a good thing for Israel. That was Benjamin Netanyahu when he was asked on September 11. And he said, the attacks, it's very good. Then he came back and amended his statement by saying, well, not very good, but it will generate immediate sympathy for Israel from the Americans. Let me repeat again. These five dancing Israelis who were shooting the event when it took place, which raises the question, they knew it was going to happen. And also, if you remember some of the stories that came out on 9/11, that some of the Israelis who worked at the towers have received some text messages on their phones to stay home. But let's stick with this story of the Israeli spies who knew what was going on. You have to ask yourself this question. If they knew what was going on and they were celebrating, were they celebrating because their intelligence worked? Or because the operation that they had planned worked out to their satisfaction? See, we don't know the answer to that one, because no one allowed an investigation to take place. So did the Israelis celebrate that, hey, they knew the attack was going to take place, and now they were right, and they were celebrating? Or did what they planned worked out? Did they have anything to do with the planning of 9/11? Because if you look at what happened after 9/11, the main thing that took place, number one, Israel's war became the United States war. The United States war, it was called War on Terror, terrorism. Israel calls its conflict with the Palestinians War on Terror, even though the Palestinians are being slaughtered every day by probably the third or fourth strongest army military power in the world, and that is the power of Israel. When the Palestinians are living in horrible situations, financially, economically, Israel goes into Palestinians' homes and arrests, and I want to emphasize the word arrest. And every time you hear something where Israelis go in and kidnap a Palestinian from his family, the news media right away, they say Israeli army arrested, because right away when they use the word arrest, you think that the Palestinians might have done something wrong, because arrest goes along with crimes. Police make arrests, so somebody who's arrested must have done something wrong. When the Israeli army, that is an illegal occupation of Palestinian lands, when they go into Palestinian homes and kidnap people from their families, the media call it arrest. But let's go back to the connection between terrorism, and now we don't have any idea who in the heck are we fighting, who are the terrorists. And I have been asking this question from the beginning, who are we fighting? Because definitely in Iraq, we are fighting the Iraqis. Now, we can't call someone a terrorist when we go to his house, when we go to his country, bring our military might, kill 655,000 of that country, and expect people to love us. But yet we call it war on terror, when it was not a war on terror, and when this war on terror came about as a result of what happened on that day in September 11th. But now we see who benefited the most out of September 11th, which is Israel, was the biggest beneficiary of what happened. Now, we will continue with this when we come back from the break, and we welcome your phone calls. The phone number to call is 800-313-9443 to weigh in on this story. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Stettmiller, I am Hisham Tilawi. Well, if I'm giving you a headache with all this information, I understand, and I hope that you have in your cabinet something to take for your headache. Now, I'm not talking about Tylenol or anything of that, the chemical stuff. I am talking about the headache stay gone. It's a natural formula made out of nothing but natural stuff like ginger, mint, basil, hops, and a lot of other ingredients that will help take that headache away naturally, not by taking chemicals or addictive stuff. Now, you can get headaches stay gone by calling 800-327-0727, or you can get them on their website, headachestaygone.com. That is www.headachestaygone.com. And the number again, 800-327-0727 to get headaches stay gone. Okay, let's get back into the subject at hand, which is, why would Israel plan such an attack on the United States? Now, I'm not saying they did. I'm saying, with all the information that we have now, and who benefited out of 9/11, the Americans did not benefit, ladies and gentlemen. We did not go there for oil. Oil may have been a lanyard, as we say down here in Louisiana, which is something extra. Of course, the oil companies got richer. You know, when you have companies like ExxonMobil and all these other companies making $35 billion a quarter in profits, you know the war has been good for these people. But of course it wasn't good for you, because you're paying a lot more. And by the way, have you noticed the prices started to go up, climbing up again at the gas pump? You know, we told our viewers on the TV show, currentissues.tv, we have told them that just watch after the elections. Now, if you remember, the prices went down after we were paying $3 something per gallon. It went down closer to the elections, and now it's going back up. So we are paying a lot more than what we used to pay back in 2001. But that's not only based on because the oil companies wanted to be greedy. Of course, greed is definitely a part of that, but also another factor in this is the dollar and the falling of the dollar. Now, this would not have happened. The evaluation or devaluation of the dollar took place because the war is costing us a lot of money. That's number one. We are borrowing a lot of money. And the only thing that we had to borrow was against is our dollar and our economy. If we're spending a lot of dollars on this war, that means our dollar, our currency, is being devalued. Also, some countries are moving away from the dollar. Let me just briefly take a couple of minutes and explain something for you. A long time ago, a country, before they issue any currencies, used to have gold to back up their currency. No currency was just printed because of anything else except the gold. And back in 1968 or 69, the French came over and said, we want gold for our dollars. And they turned in millions and millions and millions of dollars and received gold. Well, Nixon decided we're not going to do that anymore, because we can't afford for everyone in the world to come back and cash in their dollars, because we had printed a lot more dollars than what we have gold to back it up with. So we decided to go to the Arabs, to OPEC, and basically made an agreement with them that they cannot sell oil with any other currency except the dollar. So black gold became the instrument that was backing up our dollar. Now we have countries dumping the dollar. After the dollar been the currency of the world, we were just printing paper dollar, and all it cost us to print the dollars is basically the ink and the paper that we, it did not matter if it's $100 or if it's $1, it very much cost the same amount to print, and we were sending all these millions and billions of dollars and trillions of dollars to the world, and we were getting products and goods for those printed papers that we had done. Well, now things are going in the wrong direction. It's like chickens coming home to roost now, because OPEC just last week, they are considering, and as a matter of fact, they have made a decision to go ahead and start accepting the yen and the euro for oil, which means we're going to have a lot of dollars on the market. And also Syria, a couple of weeks ago, have dumped 50% of their reserves in dollar in dollars on the market, and they replaced them with the euro. Venezuela is doing the same thing. Iran, of course, has done this a while back when they established the oil borsa, which is very much they will not. And as a matter of fact, it is against the law in Iran and some other countries to trade with the dollar. If you are caught with some dollars, you will be, or trading with the dollar, you will be arrested. So the dollar, ladies and gentlemen, is coming back to us, but it's coming back to us. People are buying or selling the dollar. So we're going to have tons of papers coming back to the United States that is worth nothing. And as a matter of fact, I don't want to alarm anyone, but you do need to very much stay on top of this and watch your securities, watch your stocks, watch your investments, because if the dollar goes down, your investments will go down. You might have $500,000, but 5 years from now, they may not be worth. You still have the same $500,000, but they're not going to be worth the same $500,000. And I'm not talking about inflations or any other thing, except the value of your investment, the value of the dollar. Once people stop trading with the dollar, that's where it's going to be. So that's one of the major disasters that came as a result of this war. Now, the war was good for Israel because it had weakened Iraq. Iraq was very much the most technological country, by the way. Now, some of you might look at some of these scenes that you see on TV and you think it is a primitive country. Well, it is now. Iraq at one time had 5,000 nuclear scientists. In 1983, Israel bombed an Iraqi nuclear reactor. So back in 1983, Iraq was technologically way up there to even build nuclear reactors. So Iraq had to go. And if you look at the Israeli plans and strategies that dates way back in late 70s and early 80s, removal of Saddam Hussein was an Israeli strategy. Now, if you think of what they call them mistakes, I call them lies, of why we went and destroyed Iraq, which is the weapons of mass destruction and also the link to Al-Qaeda, which is linked to 9/11, where now we are saying that it wasn't there. It was a mistake. And if you notice where all these stories were concocted in, they were concocted in the Office of Special Plans under Douglas Feith, who is, by the way, is an Israeli. He is an Israeli. If you look at the administration of George Bush, the first one, it was packed. And Colin Powell, he said it is packed with the Jinsa crowd. The Jinsa, that is the Jewish National Affairs Security, something like that. It's a Jewish organization, very, very powerful. And the Jinsa crowd are Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz, etc., etc., etc. We're not going to go through all of them. Information is available on the internet. You can just go there and read it. So we were sucked in. If it was not, and you know our intelligence is good. Our intelligence is not bad. We spend in billions of dollars on the CIA, and we have operatives all over the Middle East. So we knew if Saddam had weapons of mass destruction or not. And when we went to the United Nations refused to give us, the Security Council refused to give us the okay to go to war against Iraq because they said we were full of it. Iraq does not have weapons of mass destruction, and there is no link, there is nothing that links Iraq to September 11. But September 11 had to take place because what they had written a while back is we need an event, and that's Paul Wolfowitz, that we need an event of the Pearl Harbor. We need a Pearl Harbor. And 9/11 was the Pearl Harbor that they were after. So if Israel was the only beneficiary. Of course, the Arabs were not, because right now the Middle East, not just Iraq, there are troubles everywhere in the Middle East. That whole area is being, you know, King Hussein, King Abdullah of Jordan was here a couple of days ago, actually yesterday. And he made a speech yesterday in Washington in front of the a joint meeting of Congress, the representatives and the senators. And basically he told them that if you do not act now, there will be a catastrophe in the Middle East. There will be danger for all of us, including you. He was very blunt with our representatives and senators. And I might add, he is absolutely correct, unless we do something and we do it now. But to tell you the truth, I don't think we're going to be able to do anything, because the same people who planned 9/11, the same people who forced the media to stay away from the Israeli connection of 9/11, the same forces that had prevented an independent investigation of 9/11. If you know, the only investigation that we have, which took place 2 years after the fact, you know, when someone dies, when there is a murder, right away there will be an investigation, a criminal investigation, it will be opened up. An investigation, an independent investigation will take place. But that did not happen after 9/11. As a matter of fact, the evidence after 9/11, they have picked up all the evidence and shipped them, sold them to scrap yards in China and India. How are you going to investigate when you clear out the site of the murder? And over 2,500 people died. That's not good enough to open up an investigation? Well, they did open one, because some of you might be saying, well, there was one, the commission report, the 911 commission, and they issued a report. You're right. It was a 911 investigation commission. It was comprised of five Republicans, five Democrats. The Republicans blamed the Clinton administration, and the Democrats blamed the Bush administration. And then they decided, after months and months of deliberation, that we will have the commission. Don't blame me. I will not blame you. And basically came out with a report that is not even worth the paper that is printed on, because the Israeli spy case was not included in the report, and that investigation had to shut down. So if you are not investigating 911, because if we don't know who committed 911, who committed the atrocities of that day, who committed that horrible crime, how in the world are we going to investigate? How in the world are we going to know the truth? And then once we know the truth, what are we going to do about it? Nothing. Because our representatives in Washington, they very much under the hammer and under the pressure, except a couple of them. And you see, they can live with a couple of them. As long as the majority, they have them, the majority are not asking for an independent investigation. You know, John Conyers is asking for an independent investigation. Dennis Kucinich was asking for one, and I'm sure probably a couple of other congressmen and senators are voicing there and speaking out about 9/11. But you see, now we're like 5-6 years after the fact, and a lot of evidence are not there. Even if we are going to trail these people, those five dancing Israelis, to get to the bottom of what were they doing and what is the Israeli connection to these to what is happening or what happened on 9/11, unless we know the connection and unless we know the Israeli connection, we will not be able to solve this problem. But to tell you the truth, I'm not going to hold my breath, because it will not happen. It will not happen as long as we are under the influence of Israel. As long as we are, our politicians, the media, somebody has enough power out there to tell the media to, you know, why the media had to go on with the same story as the government did with weapons of mass destructions and the links to Al-Qaeda. You can see, you know, before we went and attacked Iraq in 2003, every time you turned on your TV, they were talking about weapons of mass destructions and how horrible this guy is and how it is important that we need to go and take him out. But now we're saying we made mistakes. Now, there were lies, but they called them mistakes. And when someone makes a mistake at your corporation, a big mistake, normally you fire him. But we did not fire George Bush. On the contrary, we elected him again. You see, people in the world looked at the people in the United States and the first George Bush election or term, and they said, well, they did not elect him. The Supreme Court elected him. But you know what? Right now they look at us and saying, whoa, wait a minute. The people elected him again. So now we are responsible. We will continue when we come back with your phone calls. Number is 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the National Intel Report. Sitting in for John Stettmiller, I am Hisham Tilawi. We welcome your phone call. Of course, you know, we're almost out of time, but we will go to the phones in a second here. But you're welcome to call in the second hour. And I want to know what you think. I want to know what do you think about 9/11? And do you think it's important that we investigate 9/11, or is it, it's been a long time that we don't need to investigate it and we just need to move on? Let's go to the phones with Mark in Idaho. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Jim.
Hi.
I have a couple of comments, the first of which is, as well written as this article was by Mr. Ketchum, and it is very well written, we have to keep a few things in mind, the first of which is that this is old news. Independent journalists like myself and Michael Collins Piper at American Free Press and a few others, we were writing about this 6 years ago. In fact, a piece that I had written on this very issue of Israeli foreknowledge of 9/11, it had gotten published on a website in Saudi Arabia and infuriated the Jewish lobby in America to the point where Abe Foxman himself actually called a press release, a press conference together, and issued a statement calling upon the Saudi government to apologize because this article that I wrote alleging Israeli foreknowledge of 9/11, that the Saudi government allowed this article to be published in their country. Okay, that's the first thing. Number two, what we have to keep in mind is these five dancing Israelis, they were just one of at least a dozen teams of Israeli intelligence operatives that were arrested in the days and weeks following 9/11. We don't hear much about it, but there were teams all over this country who were trying to penetrate U.S. military installations and things like that. Some of them had been driving vehicles that tested positive for explosives. One group had been chased for dozens of miles by a state trooper, throwing junk out of their truck as they were being chased because it was evidence that they didn't want to be. So this information that Mr. Ketchum is revealing now in this article, this is old news, and really it is just the tip of the iceberg. Okay, that's the other thing. And the last thing that I want to say is this. Abe Foxman himself, who is cited in this article as having put pressure on Fox News to drop this story, this man and the rest of the Jewish lobby in America who has been ridiculing all of these conspiracy theories about Israeli involvement and all the rest of that stuff, they knew all of this information. And with that in mind, especially with this article that has just come out, this puts them in a completely different light, you see, because we would not have gone to war in Iraq, and we would not be preparing to go to war in Iran right now were it not for the fact that this story of Israeli involvement in 9/11 was squashed. You see, so they had a deliberate hand in seeing to it that over 3,000 American sons and daughters have been slaughtered in Iraq, not to mention the tens of thousands that are coming home wounded.
Okay. Mark, stay with me. We're going to catch you on the other side, and we will continue with this discussion because I have some questions for you. So just stay, hang in there, and we will be right back.
Thank you.